So back in 2001, I was living in Chicago and I came out to my car late one night and I found a note on my windshield addressed to some guy named Mario. Now, my name's Davey, not Mario. But of course, you know, at this point, I'm curious. So I open it up and read it. And it says,
Mario, I f***ing hate you. You said you had to work. And then why is your car here at her place? You're a f***ing liar. I hate you. I f***ing hate you. Amber, P.S. Page me later.
I loved it. There was so much going on in just this short little note. And it got me kind of inspired. I started collecting all kinds of found notes, to-do lists, love letters, journals, and then printing them in a little handmade zine called Found Magazine. Soon people were sending me stuff they found from all around the world. And with the help of some friends and thousands of finders, we've been putting out the magazine for 15 years now. Each of these finds is a fragment of someone's story. It's up to us to imagine, like, who they are and what's really going on. And believe it or not, every once in a while, someone's been reading the magazine and seen a note that they themselves actually wrote in the first place. They've gotten in touch with me and been like, hey, that's mine. Talking to the real people behind the finds has always been magical. So that's the idea of the Found Podcast, to take a look at our all-time favorite finds, kind of explore the mysteries and themes within them, and sometimes even track down the people who wrote them to get the real story. I'm even going to ask you to help us out along the way. This week's episode begins on the New York City subway, the downtown ACE train. Now, if you've ridden on the New York City subway before, you know that the subway is a place where people put their blinders on. You know, you're crushed up against a ton of other people, so you just kind of focus inward, maybe stare at a book or your cell phone. Your goal, in a way, is to remain as oblivious to your surroundings as possible. But one evening, 16 years ago, a guy named Danny Stewart reached his stop, stepped off the train, crossed the subway platform, and walked through the turnstile. And fortunately, he'd taken his blinders off, and he caught sight of something.
As I was exiting the station, I looked onto the ground and saw just a bundle, looked like a baby doll was on the ground, and so I thought it was kind of strange, but it looked very realistic. I started to go up the stairs, and I glanced back down one more time, and it was then that the legs moved.
Okay. Perhaps the most incredible found story I've ever heard, coming up in just a minute.